Well, welcome to our last presentation of our morning. And my name is Theo Hernandez, and I'm hoping that you got your handouts as well as our hot off the press healthy fare guide. And most importantly, that you all got a stretchy band. So a tiny bit about me. I work for the County of Marin in Health and Human Services, and I'm also with the Board of Supervisors, and I work with policymakers and communities to be able to get local health needs met by raising the capacity of the community to be actually able to have their own voice at any decision-making table. But I'm also on numerous boards, including the Institutional Review Board for Kaiser Foundation Research Institute, Bay Area Health Inequities Initiative, and a Strong Start for First Five Marin County. I also have a small private practice, but as Dr. Frank said, probably my most important job is being the mother of a 16-year-old, which means my real full-time job is Parent Association President. So I usually do this presentation with my partner in crime, Terry Rokas, who is sitting right here, so I hope she'll chime in when we get to questions and answers. We have really no financial or other disclosures because we rely on all of our partners to help make everything that we do happen. So this is hot off the press, so we do hope that you'll take a copy of it, and the intention is to bring what all of our speakers today have shared with us from research and analysis and best practices to your community events, whether they're your carnivals, fairs, festivals, and start to implement our health policies there where community actually happens. So we know that sickness happens in hospitals and in health departments and in clinics. But the health happens wherever everybody else is. I love those old stickers that we used to have that this is public health. Stickers everywhere. Remember those nodding heads? So what we quickly learned as we started to integrate some of our health messages to the fair is we talked to some marketing experts, and they said, "CEO Terry, health is like the Catholic Church. It elicits guilt." So they actually quickly steered us away from using the word health in our healthy messaging and helped us to be able to create positive messaging that was more engaging to what people actually felt positive about. So we included our health messaging in what we did, but we called it Playfair. And our action item areas were around good fare, alcohol aware, smoke free, and everything else that made us feel good about who we were in wellness and physical activity and family togetherness and anything else. But what we were really about is social norms change. And I love what Toya was talking about, and actually changing the expectations of what people expect to see when they come to your fair or your event or wherever you are. For us, that meant increasing access to healthy foods and physical activity, realizing that the choices we make are impacted by the choices that we have. So if you only have unhealthy choices available to you, it's more likely you're going to make an unhealthy choice. But we also created smoke-free environments. We looked at alcohol consumption and actually marketing. We looked at creating family-friendly areas so that people actually stay at the fair a little bit longer. And we hope that we build the capacity of the community to actually meet their own health needs. Social norms change takes time, but really it takes friends. And as Dr. Gelder was talking about the P's, we'll add partnership to the P list because we couldn't do anything of what we did without having partners at all of the levels of our spectrum of prevention. So this means, as you look at this list, there are a couple of health partners that are at this table, but the majority of our partners are actually people that don't work in the health industry themselves. They are funders or administrators of organizations or businesses or other ways that contribute to our health. But this is our tale of our small, relatively small county. At that time, we were about 256,000 people. Now we're about 270,000 or so. We started very small. A couple of different individual organizations called the fair at that time and asked if we could do some health screening. I wanted to do chlamydia and gonorrhea screenings, and that didn't go over so well. But other health folks wanted to do other kinds of screenings, and so the fair director at that time gathered us together, and we started with one small 10 by 10 tent where we offered blood pressure checks and other kinds of screenings, and we just talked to people about their health. We also had a couple of kids at that time that were doing some break dancing, so we had them popping wearing our health shirts, and we called them our health poppers. The next year, this crazy, amazing thing happened. We looked around the fair, and we saw that there's beer everywhere. But actually, there wasn't actually beer everywhere. There were just beer signs everywhere. So what we realized is that we could actually replace title sponsorship of the fair with very little funding. And so we did. It only took six agencies to come together to pay for the title sponsorship of the fair. And so now, instead of seeing beer everywhere, we actually see our logo everywhere. And you know what? It's really important to be able to get our messaging out and to be able to connect healthier messaging around for people to see in long-term expectations. Excuse me. In 2005, we got even a little bit crazier, and we thought, what would it look like if our fair vendors actually offered healthy food choices? Three vendors participated this first year, and they were happy to participate. So, how many of you like to eat? Okay. How many of you like to choose what you eat? How many of you would choose something healthier if there was a healthy option available? Okay. So we work to increase those choices so that you could come to our fair. And it actually has changed quite a bit over time. Now every food vendor is required to have a healthy food option. And hot breaking news, Terry and I are working with our leaders to be able to have non-GMO and organic options being offered in the next years. And this came from the fair director herself, that she wanted to do this. So we know good things are happening moving forward. We're still figuring out how this is going to work, though. Actually, before I go there, even the corn dog and the funnel cake people now have a healthy food option. And what they have learned is it's actually good for their sales. People sold out of their healthy food options, some of them on their very first day. So it's actually quite a lucrative thing to offer the healthy food options. The next year, we took the sponsorship to the next level, and because we worked so closely with our board of supervisors, we were able to create policies to eliminate sponsoring and marketing of alcohol at all county-sponsored events. So the most important part about this is actually enforcing that those policies are being met. So that means that at the beginning of the fair, commissioners, as well as Terry and I, walk around the fair and make sure that there aren't giveaways that are like blow-up things of cans of beer or anything that's promoting alcohol, or that the games aren't promoting alcohol. For example, one year we saw that there was a beer pong game, and that was quickly discussed. So we went from seeing beer, beer, beer everywhere to seeing a little bit healthier messaging. What we also saw were the requirements that the nonprofit booths have all of the sponsorship being advertised. They're now actually able to advertise their own organization and have more of a presence as to what they're actually supporting when they buy their beer. One other thing about the alcohol vendors is that they also offer healthy drink options. So they have other options available to them that don't have alcohol that are low lower in calorie and also water available. And we include this in communications around nutrition and wellness too, knowing that alcohol actually has a lot of calories. We were the first fair in the nation to be smoke-free. And we figured it out, Marin County actually had very few smokers. So this was very low-hanging fruit for us. We were able to quickly engage people to help us create the smoke-free fair by creating smoking areas around the fairground. So these are outside of the fair by the entrances. There are three areas. We also have signage in English and in Spanish. But really, the ticket is these health ambassadors. So we have health ambassadors that go around the entire fairgrounds, the carnivals and exhibits and lines and everywhere else. And they are our roadies, really. They're who people interact with and can identify with the fair. So part of this is they have healthy riddles that they engage people with. They connect them to healthy food options, and they also engage with smokers and ask them to redirect to the smoking tents. They give them an ashtray and they give them some bubbles to replace their fix with something else that they can do. In 2008, what I talked about earlier is they're requiring the food vendors to not just have a healthy food option, but also to use compostable containers. This was the year that the fair had a green initiative, so we were quickly able to partner with our Conservation Corps for waste diversion and composting. We also birthed the baby sanctuary, where we learned that actually being able to have opportunities for families to stay at the fair longer was very helpful. So they're able to have toddlers and infants come to our tent and change diapers, breastfeed, bottle feed, play, take a nap. In 2011, we started our 1K fun run and found that if we had opportunities for people to do free activities, people come. They stay at the fair longer, they don't have to worry about running out of money too early, and it's fun for all, and mostly you get a lot of media attention around it. Our lagoon is 1 kilometer around, so it makes for a perfect venue to be able to do some family-friendly activities like that. Here, we made sure that we partnered with local organizations, and now we had originally started with Girl Scouts and YMCA, and YMCA has continued not just the sponsorship, but the organization of this event annually. We also required responsible beverage service training for all alcohol vendors. So anyone touching alcohol that is going to be given to somebody has to go through a 2-hour training. And we do this in partnership with our law enforcement organization as well as community partners that help us deliver this training. They have a badge that's given to them that's good for 2 years, and then they come back and renew. Here's a picture of our fun run. This last year we had 230 runners. And for us, this is an equity practice as well, because this is usually done on Kids Day, which is free for children. And all the summer camps come from all over the county, so children are able to participate in free activities. It's a really diverse event and fun. People love to compete. So being able to have vendors compete in their healthy food options is fun, rewarding, and actually great for them too. It's great for all of us. It really builds community around our healthy food options. So one of the interesting things is we have celebrity judges from different television shows, from high-end restaurants. But what we learned is that the young people, the health ambassadors, didn't have the same palate as the fancy food judges. So they were like, what? That place got the best food? We would have picked this healthy food option instead. So we created a panel of youth judges to be able to have health ambassador awards as well. Best part about this is being able to go to different fairs and festivals in other areas of the country and to see that they have their ribbons highlighting the successes of their healthy food options in different areas. So by the time 2013 rolled along, we had already been doing this work for 10 years, but this amazing opportunity came up with our federal funding of SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program funding came available for a very short amount of time. So 2013 and 2014, we got a relatively good sized grant to be able to do what we had already been doing, but to take it to the next level. So focusing on areas that would be eligible for CalFresh, which is what California calls SNAP. Excuse me, I'll check time. I'm good, thanks. So we went to the communities that are most affected and made sure that we got community leaders to help us be our messengers. So we asked community leaders that were already trusted to come and be health ambassadors at the fair. We needed to make sure that they were bilingual or at least able to speak the language of whatever the community was speaking. And also we're able to translate institutional language into community language well. And probably the best outcome of this work has been that our health ambassadors have been able to get jobs in many of our other initiatives as a result of being health ambassadors with us. So we ask promotores to work with us, we ask community leaders and health advocates, and they bring those messages back to their communities and bridge information from their communities back to us for the rest of the year. We know that relationships are our best success. So being able to be friendly and welcoming to as many cultures as possible has been helpful to us too. Here is just a few instances of people being given puppet shows in both English and Spanish, and people come to these different free events throughout the fair. So we partnered at that time with Lift Avante, a local community organization that helped us do this. Playing with farmers is a ton of fun. You get to have dirty but fun, and you get to reap the rewards of your partnership pretty immediately. So we worked with our agricultural institute as well as our Marin Organic and helped people just connect with the earth. Many people didn't even know where their food could come from, and this is at a fair. Probably the most important slide of this entire presentation is this one. Corporations have huge budgets for their marketing, and for some reason, health departments don't. So being able to partner to get the word out is really important. So finding ways to make health easy to find. So these are, we require all the healthy food options to be shown on signs right outside the vendor booths. Some vendors have lots of healthy food options, some just have one, that's okay. We also have an app where you can find where the healthy foods are around the fair. We do press releases every year in anticipation of the fair. We also write op-eds and do interviews, and Terry and I have been out there at 6 o'clock in the morning with the news helicopters as we're hula hooping trying to promote health at the fair as well. Yes, we have. Use social media and get your word out in fun ways too. After 13 years of looping at the fair, I'm getting kind of good. So use whatever you can to get the word out, but really social media has been a good friend of ours. People like getting their picture taken and they like going to see where it lives. So we've actually put it on a Playfair Facebook page and people can go and like us on Facebook and see their pictures there. So moving forward, you know, Terry and I have spent every 4th of July week at the Marin County Fair and started to think, is there someplace else we could live? So we started looking forward to a new paradigm shift where the fair itself takes over our health initiatives and we just become the sponsors and supporters of making these initiatives happen. So we seek this permanent shift in culture and are already seeing it, like I was mentioning, the fair director talking to us about other ways that we can increase health at the fairs. So this is just our menu of what we offer at the fair, but you're going to have low-hanging fruit that's going to be ripe and ready for you to do in your own communities. For us, policy has been the best and fastest way to be able to make this happen. So building relationships with your policymakers quickly and efficiently and having policies ready for them to adopt can make life much easier for you as you move forward in helping to increase health in your festivals and fairs. But also making sure that those policies are enforced. We can't do anything without our partners, but I have to say that many of our partners, we were a little bit surprised when they came to us and asked. For example, Terry and I were talking earlier about the chambers approaching us and asking if they could help sponsor some of what we do. And for example, our baby sanctuary is now 100% sponsored by Marin General Hospital. Some of our other events, again, YMCA and others, have been sponsored by things that are not necessarily related to health, but are definitely health-producing. So now, moving forward, we're hoping to have a year where the 4th of July happens someplace else, and that that health continues to be at the fair. So we continue to be the sponsor, and the fair will be the service provider. So Terry and I are here and are happy to share as many guides as you'd like to take back with you. And we're excited to help you be successful in your own events. So thank you for having us here today.